Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But you know, we have been praying for a while, quite a while now, very powerful, powerful prayer. And God is responding to this powerful prayer, not just us alone, but many believers, you know, across the country. We know that Mike Bickle and IHOP and several others, we've been praying this prayer: Dear God, end abortion and send revival. End abortion and send revival. And here recently, Kermit Gosnell, the abortionist in Philadelphia, who allegedly had performed over 60,000 abortions in his clinic of horror, as they have dubbed it. But now he was sentenced to three life sentences, which is now it's precedent. I mean, this has never been happened. This is precedent. And this is a major, major, major court ruling that, just came out. And the tide is turning. And more of these late-term, in particular, abortionists are being exposed. God's allowing them to be exposed. And the people that work, the staffers, are coming forth. And that's kind of one of the things that, happened here when in the Kermit Gosnell case, is that a lot of his staffers already, you know, said this is what's happening.
Right.
Well, now his wife, according to the Blaze, her name is Pearl, Pearl Gosnell, according to the Blaze, she actually said that she was sorry for participating. They said that she worked there alongside of him, and just here not too long ago, she's getting ready to be sentenced between she's going to be looking at 7 to 23 months in prison.
Oh, she got convicted too?
She pleaded guilty. She pleaded guilty, this is again according to the Blaze,
I didn't realize that.
Back in December of 2011, she pleaded guilty in taking part in illegal late-term abortions and to racketeering and conspiracy at the Women's Medical Society. Gosnell, and she's Pearl Gosnell. You know, she and others that worked there, they quickly admitted to their crimes, according here to the Blaze, but apparently she was upset that, he was holding out to the very, very end. And, you know, she said before the court that she wanted to apologize. They want to apologize. She's sorry. She said that her husband's refusal to apologize to his victims meant that he was taking the cowardly path. And she says, I'm sorry for my part in this horror. My husband is in jail forever, which is where he should be. And you know, all you can do when people start asking for forgiveness is this is a good thing. You know, this is a good thing. Listen, this is a start, you know, and you have to acknowledge first what transpired. You got to acknowledge this. And this is a good thing. She's come forth, and this is what she said before the court, and she's, you know, sorry for her part in taking place in these late-term abortions. And when people begin to start asking for forgiveness and they start acknowledging their sin, you know, what can we say? But, you know, I forgive you and help them. To come to God and see, you know, God's perspective on all of this. Because you know what? We talked about in 2 Corinthians that the little G God has blinded the eyes of the unbelievers. Many people are just deceived. They're blind. They just, you know, don't know. Some of them do know. And we have to work with those as they come into the light, as they come into the revelation of truth, that, okay, you know what? God can forgive you. God does have a plan for you. What the enemy meant for evil, yes, God indeed can turn for good. And I think about Norma McCorvey. I mean, she was the person who they used in the landmark decision in 1973, Roe versus Wade. And it was her case that they took all the way and ran with it. And most people don't know that she actually never had the abortion.
Right.
Because the case was decided after the baby was born, but she used to work and was a huge spokesperson for, you know, those organizations mm-hmm. that support abortions. And she actually came to the Lord. It's an amazing story. God's a miracle. She actually came to the Lord, and as aggressive as she was supporting abortions, she was just as aggressive, if not more, supporting life. And she's made mm-hmm. video testimony. She was baptized publicly. Oh, wow. She has acknowledged that. And you know what? God's using her today. Mm-hmm. So listen, just because you were involved in something that in this case, an abortion, which is murder, mm-hmm. listen, God can forgive you. God can forgive you. He can restore you. He can remove all the guilt and all the shame that has plagued you. Many, many women today, and a lot of men walk around with this looming guilt of mm-hmm. what happened, mm-hmm. and they try to erase it. They try to put it out their mind. Let me tell you something. Sin doesn't go away. You yeah. know, there's something about the conviction of God, and then it makes guilt in. It just doesn't. It just mm-hmm. lingers.
Yeah, and you can never get over or repent from what you won't acknowledge. That's your first step. Just acknowledge it, and you can get healed.
Absolutely, absolutely. You have to acknowledge it. You have to come get real. Mm-hmm. And you got to get real with God. And you got to confess it for what it is. You got to say it as ugly as it may sound. You got to get out there and acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. And once you acknowledge it before the Lord, mm-hmm. listen, you're on a path to healing. You're on a path to healing. You know, we talked about it in our actual last segment when we spoke about abortion. You can go to the Torch and look for a former abortionist testifies for life before Congress. And you can hear firsthand for yourself from a doctor who actually performed abortions of the horrific practices that they would do to do abortions. Mm. I mean, the pulling of limbs, head, I mean, it is gruesome. Mm. It is horrific. Mm. And to think that 50 million plus babies have been murdered, and to think of the heart of God, and to think about how that blood still cries out, mm-hmm. we need to repent as a nation. We need to respond as a individually. And we need to cry out to God. Dear God, end abortion, send revival.
Yeah.
End abortion, send revival. Because that's what we need. We need a revival. How can God bless us? How can God restore our nation? How can God pour out his spirit when we're murdering babies every single day out of convenience? Mm. We're taking a life
yeah.
and throwing it on the altar of Molech, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
God cannot continue to bless us mm-hmm. if we're turning a blind eye
mm-hmm.
and we're not crying out for justice. As long as it's not happening in my house, as long as it's not happening in my family. Listen.
Right.
We got to put that all aside, and you know, we talked about help. There's services that you can go to. There's ministries that will support ladies and families and parents, and give you counsel you and offer you all sorts of help in terms of, you know, dealing with a pregnancy, and give you some alternatives if you're even actually considering abortion. There's help. There is. People that you can go to, and we have that stuff, all those organizations listed on the Torch. You want to make sure that you check the Torch, because you can begin to start looking for them as well. The other thing here recently that I just saw in Charisma News is that there is a website that's come together. It's called it's basically a memorial website. It's an abortion memorial website, and it's basically and it's at abortionmemorial.com.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically a website that was put together to help women in particular that had abortions, where they can confess. It's kind of like a therapy thing. They can mm-hmm. confess. They can type out their emotions anonymously. They can send words of encouragement. And they can also receive all sorts of helps and tools. But I thought that was a pretty neat thing. Mm-hmm. It just kind of helps, because you know what? Religion is so horrible, you know? Religion has a way of shaming people mm-hmm. for their sin. And let me tell you something. God doesn't shame you for your sin.
Right.
But religion will shame you. Right. And so you have so many women in particular in the church that are so shamed. They've come to the truth. They've come to receive the Lord, and they're sitting, you know, amongst fellowships, and they're hearing stuff about abortion, and they're coming under so much condemnation and so much guilt from the enemy. And listen, you got to receive the Lord's forgiveness. You got to receive God's forgiveness. You got to confess it, of course, but you got to receive the Lord's forgiveness. And there are those that will come around you and support you and love you and get you the help that you need, mm-hmm. so that you can be whole, so that you can be healed, so that you can go out and reach someone else and minister to them, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And so you want to check out that website. Again, it's abortionmemorial.com. We'll have it related there on the torch for you so that you can peruse and take a look at that and maybe share it with a friend or someone who needs help. But I'll tell you that God is absolutely responding to our prayer, and I'm just excited about this. I'm really excited about this because you're seeing a turn take place. You're seeing a major, major turn, and it's very, very encouraging.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.